Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a hygiene service for people experiencing homelessness. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Over the course of 18 years, Ohio and its communities are receiving nearly $2 billion from pharmaceutical companies to compensate for harm caused by opioids. The Ohio Newsroom is following the money. This is our settlement story of the month. Today, we're heading to Pickaway County, directly south of Columbus, where an effort to reduce homelessness could help people suffering from opioid addictions, too. The Ohio Newsroom's Erin Gottsacker has more.
It's just after 9 o'clock in the morning, and the sky is clear blue, the air just crisp enough that Tommy Morrison can see his breath. He's been homeless for just over a year, and while he doesn't mind camping outside when the weather's warm, this is the time of year when he says living on the streets becomes uncomfortable.
I did it last year where I was out a lot in the cold.
He remembers bundling up as much as he could to stay warm. Finding food was a top priority. Bathing? Nearly impossible.
In some places that I'm in, because it was winter, I had to wear layers of clothes, and I can't take a shower or jump in or like anywhere where there was water.
This winter, though, Morrison won't have to choose between staying warm and staying clean, thanks to a new service, the Soap and Hope Mobile Hygiene Unit. It's a 32-foot-long trailer equipped with three showers and a few laundry machines, all kept running by a roaring generator.
So this is your washer, this is your dryer, okay? So we'll throw the laundry pot in, throw your clothes in there.
A social worker shows Morrison how to operate a compact washing machine. He carefully checks the pockets of his jeans and jackets before loading them in.
Okay, so we'll turn it on. And then you'll turn your dial all the way to speed wash.
In less than an hour, you'll have a week's worth of freshly laundered clothes. Homelessness in Pickaway County is rising.
By about 8%.
That's Jeff Phillips, the business development director of the Pickaway County Community Action Agency, or PICA. He says a variety of factors contribute to that. The climbing cost of rent, mental illness, and in some cases, substance use, including opioids. So PICA purchased this Soap and Hope unit with $85,000 of local opioid settlement funds. Studies vary, but based on the latest numbers from the Department of Housing and Urban Development, about 16% of the country's homeless population experiences chronic substance misuse. For those people, evidence shows having a safe place to live can make or break their recovery. And the people at PICA believe a shower and clean clothes can be the first step toward finding that permanent place, toward signing a lease with a landlord and landing the new job. At minimum, Phillips says it restores a sense of well-being.
Having the ability to have a shower, to have some place that they could go to do their laundry, it provides that human dignity that is so essential in basically our character and what we do and how we feel.
The service comes as a relief to Josh Brown. He's currently sleeping at the men's shelter in town, which has beds but no showers. So before the Soap and Hope unit opened, he alternated showering at a friend's house and a nearby church. He has a job washing dishes.
Working at Huey Magoo's, been there since June, I think, of this year.
And now he's ready to look for an apartment, but he's having a hard time finding a place he can afford.
Especially here in Surfville, for some reason, stuff is more expensive than what you would expect it to be.
The local population is booming, and the county doesn't have enough affordable housing to go around. It's another one of the multitude of factors, like addiction, that's contributing to growing homelessness in the region. Just like the causes, the solutions have to be numerous, too. And the Soap and Hope unit is just one way the community is trying to help people in need. Right now, it's parked outside PICA's main office, within walking distance of the local men's shelter. But eventually, the organization hopes to purchase a truck to take the service on the move, meeting the need where it's at. In Circleville, I'm Erin Gottsacker.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.